means for those of us who are staying here, we will enter into the morning revival. We are currently on week 4, so how about let us read the title together. Amen. So we are on week 4, number 4. Some of us were visiting, I'm sorry, but maybe you're on a different week. But if those of us who have the outline and the morning revival, we'll read them together. Is that okay? Okay. Week 4. Running the Christian race, so that we may obtain the prize by looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen. So I realize some of us don't have the morning revival, but how about let's do this? We can share, or if you have the Bible, how about let's just turn to Hebrews 12, Amen. Verse 1 and 2. How about that?
Amen.
So how about let's read those two verses together. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Amen. For those of you who have the morning revival, Hebrews 12:1 is on day 1.
Amen.
And then, yes. And then Hebrews 12:2 is on day 3. So do we all have it? Okay, so let's read these two verses together. Ready? Go.
There is one of us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangled us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us.
Amen.
Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endure the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. So as you know, this whole series is on God's economy in faith.
Amen.
Right? But as applied to our Christian life, we see from Paul's writing in Hebrews, our Christian life is actually a race. Hallelujah. There's a race before us.
Amen.
You know, it's such a salvation to see that we're not just saved to be saved, to go to heaven one day, you know, but our human life today is actually a race.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not a small thing. To run this race and to finish our course, it is God's calling to us. And to do that, we need to have faith.
Amen.
We cannot have faith in ourselves, but praise the Lord, we can look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
You know, when you look around us, you know, some of us, maybe we've been in the church life for a while, you know, maybe when we're first saved, when we touch the Lord in the very beginning, we have a lot of, you know, energy. We were excited. Yeah, let's run the race. Right? But along the way, maybe something happens. And then you start to, you know, to maybe wonder. Maybe you stop running. Some of us, we have companions, right? We don't see them, right? But we're still praying for them. But anyways, this race is a long race. It's our entire life. Along the way, a lot of things will happen. Maybe we're running in the beginning with a lot of energy. Maybe we're running with a lot of energy in the middle. But the important thing is that, saints, we must finish this race.
Amen.
We need to finish the race, not to drop, right, in the middle. How do we run this race? I really appreciate the title. The title just clearly puts it out there, right? Running the Christian race so that we may obtain the prize.
Amen.
By looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Here I appreciate it. The goal is the prize, which is the Christ Himself.
Amen.
And it says that we may obtain. We, I appreciate that.
Yes.
It's not just individuals.
Yes.
The Christian race is for all of us to run together.
Amen.
We need to run with one another on this race and to finish the race together. How? By looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
The author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'll just briefly go through some of the points here. And I think a lot of the saints can share throughout what I enjoy throughout the week.
Amen.
So in the very beginning, room number one, we see that we need to follow the Lord on this race by what? By being with the people of faith.
Amen.
How do we know? How do we run this race? How do we receive this faith? How do we follow the Lord? We need to be with people who are people of faith. Right? These are the witnesses, right? These are from the portion of the witnesses. In the church life, those around us, they are a lot of witnesses. To run, we need to be with those witnesses who have gone before us and to treasure their portion. That is the we aspect, the corporate aspect, that we may obtain this prize together. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's the people of faith. And the people of faith is in the church.
Amen.
To run the race is not that we will exercise so much by ourselves, but we will be in the church.
Amen.
Being with one another and to run the race together. Some of us, we're in corporate living. You know, we need to learn to run together.
Amen.
It is so easy to do our own things, right? But when we come together in the people of God, we are being infused with faith by one another's portion, and we can run together. That's how we can finish the race.
Amen.
So we must not leave the church life and not forsake the assembly, which is what? Actually, the encumbrances of sins actually includes forsaking the assembly. Right, if you look at the outlines. So we need to put those away and run with endurance.
Amen.
By being with the people of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then going on in room number two, as we run, you know, we are not here to do many things by ourselves. We need to receive the infusion by looking away onto Jesus.
Amen.
I think I wasn't here, but, you know, we know that the Lord actually is the forerunner. He's the one who is running before us. We are simply following His lead. That's how we run this race and with one another, right? And how does the Lord run His race? He ran by looking at the joy set before Him. That is His people and that is the church. When He gone through the process, He can become the life-giving spirit to produce the church, to have His reproduction, and that is how He is able to finish His course. In the same way, we are following our pattern to go through all the situations in our lives by looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Who will infuse Himself as faith into us. So we are not looking at anything outward. We're not looking at our own situations. Saints, in the church life, in our Christian, in honest race, by the Lord's mercy, we are learning to look away unto the Lord.
Amen.
Specifically, I learned that this week, the Lord spoke to me, we need to learn to look away unto our surroundings. Right? Our situations. And a lot of times, those things involve maybe people or things that's happening in our lives. When we look away from those things and look unto the Lord, who is the ascended Lord, we can run with endurance. There's no other way except by looking unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So how about let's read a few points from the outline.
Amen.
And then about this matter, that the Lord is the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen. So if we can please turn to Roman number 2, and let's just read point 8 together. Do we have that? Roman number 2, point 8.
Amen.
This is how we can live the Christian life. Ready?
Amen.
Go.
We can live the Christian life, run the Christian race, by looking away unto Jesus, who is the divine attention, by turning us away from every other obstacle.
Amen. And I'll just keep reading. This wonderful Jesus, who is enthroned in heaven, crowned with glory and honor, is the greatest attraction in the universe. How do we look away from all the things that are surrounding us? We need to see how precious He is. If the Lord is not precious to us, we need to pray, Lord, be attractive to me. So that when I look at You, I can turn away from all other things. You know, these kind of experiences requires our entire Christian life to really enter into. But I think I just want to bring out this point. The Lord is the most attractive one. The only way we can look at Him is that we must see His attractiveness.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord appear to us in this way, so that we can be drawn away from all, can be drawn by Him and nothing else. Amen. And when we are drawn by Him, spontaneously, I appreciate this, the Lord will infuse Himself as faith into us. Because He's the author, who is the originator, and He's also the perfecter of our faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. So how will I just end? By reading point C, B and C together. How about that? Amen. Point B and C. Roman number 2, B and C.
Jesus is the author of faith, the originator, the lawgiver, the source, and the cause of faith. In our natural man, we have no believing ability. But when we look away unto Jesus, He as the life-giving Spirit transfuses us with Himself, with His believing element.
Then spontaneously, a kind of believing arises in our being, that we have the faith to believe in Him.
This faith is not of ourselves, but of Him who imparts Himself as a believing element into us, that He may believe for us.
Hallelujah. That He may believe for us.
Amen.
This is how we run the race. Amen. So I think there's just a line this week. Maybe we can open up for the saints to share. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Last Sunday we had a barbecue here to welcome the new students. So we joined and I started to do the barbecue with two other brothers. So yeah, it's very enjoyable. Like if me alone to do this, gonna be impossible. Yeah, because I'm not a good at. I'm not good at this barbecue stuff, but with other two brothers, they seem to be pretty good at it. So yeah, I enjoy doing this stuff. Yeah, and then use our we have a very good barbecue stove, right? Yeah, to do it. So yeah, it was good. If we say we put it into a practice, right? So we run in this Christian race, together, right? And we also happy to see, other saints. I think I first met Brother Juan, right? Last Sunday, yeah. And we also met a brother also from Vietnam, right? And he and his son and later his wife also joined. So yeah, it was a great. So, and then there's also other new coming. And then it was a great blending. Also families from East Brunswick, right, from different locality also joined. Yeah. And also in this matter of fact, like to looking away unto Jesus, and the author and the perfecter of our faith, it's also very, very important, right? So sometimes in the life, in Christian life, or even in the history, right? You will not understand. You will not understand, right? Something happened, you will not understand. So we're gonna looking away to Jesus, right? Yeah. So here I just note it's a one comment just on the history wise. I'm no intention to talk about a political thing. I just say in the history wise in the 1949, right? So when mainland was, you know, taken over by the Communist Party, right? And then, so in that part, you know, to a purely just to a Christian point of view, it was a great, it was a great loss, right? Like basically, all the Christian work, it had to be stopped in the mainland, right? So in that part, I just think maybe it's wise for the Christians that time to look away to Jesus, right? If you look at our surrounding, it's completely, you know, it's completely just, you know, kind of a darkness, right? But just that's you know, God's sovereignty. But if you're looking back right now, you know, I think even in mainland, the, you know, the Christian also grows a lot. It's not because of, you know, the say the government or whatever try to control it. It's just the way it grows. And also in Taiwan, you know, it's kind of a freedom, right? Their Christian also grows dramatically. So I just, you know, put a note on that. It just, in the course of history or humankind or our personal life, we need to learn to look our way to Jesus, right? Sometimes we don't know at that moment, but we can trust him and we look away to Jesus. Amen. Amen.
This week, I really touched on running the race with endurance.
You're
running the race with endurance, and you know the Apostle Paul. He says, you know, that I pursue here in Philippians 3:14. He says, I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. So he's pursuing toward the goal. And before that, in verse 13, he says, brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind me and stretching forward to the things that are before. And then he says, I pursue. Because, you know, when someone is racing, you know, running, he has to take everything off. You know, he starts, you know, in the morning, you know, the morning I'm going to walk the dog, and it says that it's 60 degrees, and I put on this jacket, and as I start running, I have to take it off. You know, I have to wrap it around me because I have to drop all the sweaters that I put on. I get really hot, so if I want to keep moving, I have to start, you know, stripping. And when we're running the race for the Lord, we have to just forget the things that are behind, even the good things, even the good experiences that we have. Because otherwise, we have all this weight on us that bog us down, and we get sluggish, and we really can't run the race, you know, in our experience. In my experience, you know, I remember when I used to love the Lord so much, you know, and, oh, my life was really for the Lord, and then I said, no, I'm not like that anymore, you know, I'm not that hot for the Lord. But even that is an encumbrance. Even just thinking, you know, oh, how wonderful it was back then, and now look at me, oh, look at my condition today, you know. And so, forgetting the things that are behind, and stretching forward, you know, pursue toward the goal. There's a goal. The people that race, they have one track mind. They have that goal, right? And they just keep running, and this is what we need to do.
Recently, I very much was actually this word race, you know, it's really kind of reverberating in me, and I believe also some of the saints, you know, I don't know if you have the saints noticed. I mean, recently there's been actually, I don't know. I mean, just in terms of frequency, it just feels like there are many. I mean, there are a good number of dear saints like leaving us, right, to be with the Lord. So this is really a reminder. I mean, in fact, this afternoon, right, our dear Brother Benson's memorial meeting. This is really a reminder to all of us. I think, you know, whenever we when we believe in the Lord, when we accept the Lord, we actually started this race, right? You know, actually, the Bible uses many such terms, right? Example of race and, you know, building, right? This is like, I think the race is a very good thing to remind us. Because when you are in a race, what are we aiming for? Right? The end, right? We're looking for the end of the line, right? So, this is our Christian race. We're looking for the end line. What is our end line? Christ, right?
Yes.
Amen. Christ is our goal.
Amen.
Amen. We're all, you know, according to the Bible, right? Our eventual goal and prize will be Christ. We all being conformed, right, to the image of Christ, to the likeness of the image of the firstborn. This is our goal. But along the way, you know, of course, we have a lot of roadblocks, right? Satan is he's not gonna let us to win the race easily. And like some of these things are mentioned here, right? The every encumbrances and the sins which are so easily entangles us, yes. And run. So we need to run with the endurance, right?
Yeah.
You know, first we have to recognize that whatever the things are, like brother mentioned, right? Our surrounding, right? Our environment. You know, it could be in the forms of matter, people, or things, right? All these things could actually try to, you know, tackle us, try to, you know, stop us from running this race, right? There are so many things, you know, a lot of things are discouraging, right? You know, I mean, as we're going through these situations, things are not easy. But I'm so glad that, you know, this message really points out, right? It's really the Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. Because as long as we look to the goal, right? Look away from everything unto Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. As long as we look away, then we will regain our faith. We'll regain our strength, right? He is everything to us. So, and he's also our strength and the grace to actually finish the race. So it is not a matter of, I think brother and sister recently all mentioned this so much. You know, a lot of times we may actually have a good start. We actually really speed up, right? You know, when the, you know, people start a race, you see the athletes, right? They're like, everyone try to get that half second or even hundredths of a second, right, ahead of the other. But, you know, for Christian race, it's not that little bit. It's really how much we can actually finish the race, right? And in fact, it's probably not a matter of who's actually reaching there fast or later, but we all need to have this goal at the end of our life, right? I mean, you know, when we're still on the earth, we need to, like, continue to run.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, if the Lord comes late, right, if the Lord, you know, we still, you know, when we die, you know, the Lord still hasn't come, we need to be the one that, even on the tombstone, when brothers and sisters value us, right? Of course, the Lord will value us, but the people around us will also value us, right?
Amen.
You know, recently we have, you know, in these memorial meetings, we can all recognize, right?
Amen.
Some of these saints, yeah, they have finished their course.
Amen.
They have run, they have fought the good fight.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to, saints, we all encourage ourselves, right? We all run together.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, God, speaking to the update. Right now, we need that word.
Amen.
I know the burden from Brother Ed. He shared in the opening word. He mentioned very important verse from the Hebrew chapter 13, verse 7. I'll read for you. Remember the one leading you, who have spoken to you, and the word of God, and considering the issue of the matter of life. Amen?
Amen.
The last one. Imitate their face.
Amen.
Wow. Brother, speak the right word. Update what we need word to us.
Amen.
You know, I echo with Brother Mingji. You know, I mean, through almost 1 month, I went to the lot of saints memorial meeting in the university. That sister, yes, only 62 years old. And she was a lady. But thanks God. You see here, the burden burden. That's why mentioned to us, just like you see the first word. Can we read the title for today? You see, running
the Christian race.
Running the Christian
race.
Race, right? The brother help us how to running the race. Not everybody can run the race. Only believer. Unbeliever, they don't know what means the running the race. It's not that everybody can run. You need to qualify. Only we have a faith. So the two things, God speak to the Hebrew sense. You know, Paul speak to the Hebrew sense when he in the jail. It's not that this is handwriting from the Apostle Paul. It's the Jewish saint write down, because they visit brother Apostle Paul in the jail. He cannot write, but the Jewish saint write down everything. But this, he talk about a lot of things about the faith. In the Bible, the Roman talk about faith, but the Hebrew talk about faith. You see, this is very important. That's like just he say, you see, we have a Roman. Therefore, let us also. He talked to all religion, the Jewish said, why? They stopped running. But Paul's in jail. He was from the Benjamin. He was tribe of Benjamin. He's a real Jew. But he concerned those brothers become the Christian, they stopped running. So the devil, he will have a burden. We need to run the race all the time. Amen. So he say, he put the two ways here. Put away the every encumbrance. And the second one, verse talk about it. You have it. Look away unto Jesus. Verse 1, verse 2. They have a two away. Only recovery version get this one. Amen. Amen? Amen. I don't have time because.
Amen.
I don't have time either. We have to serve the food soon. So, I just like to continue the speaking. I appreciate it. Actually, we need to see that as believers, the moment we believe, we're put into this race. So all of us sitting in this room, we're believers. We shouldn't have the concept, oh, the race, that's for Brother Kyle. I'll just wait until he finishes. Actually, all of us were in this race. And so that's why our brother in the introduction pointed out that we need to see, right? We run this race so that we can obtain the prize.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we don't want to run a race and not get the prize. Right? We want to obtain the prize. And the prize is just the ultimate enjoyment of Christ in the millennium. But today, actually, we have a foretaste. Actually, the Christ that we enjoy in that age has everything to do with the Christ that we enjoy today.
Right.
But I appreciate it that we are told, you know, it's good to be told how to win the race. Right? When I was in high school, I ran cross country. You need to know where the finish line is, right? So that you can aim towards there. So in the same way, the New Testament tells us how to win the race. And I appreciate it in Hebrews 12, right? Actually, our brother just mentioned these two things, right? We need to look away and we need to put away. That's how you win the race. We need to look away and we need to put away. And I appreciate, actually, these two things are related. Because we realize, right, actually there's encumbrances and the sin that so easily entangles us. Doesn't matter if you're a freshman in college or you're a 40-year-old like me, all the way through the journey of life, there's encumbrances and there's sin that so easily entangles us. But the secret here is, it's not that, oh, I'm going to try, right, to put away. But, you know, when we look away, you know, when we look away, he's a charming magnet.
Amen.
He's this immense magnet. That's in the footnote. And when we see him, when we spend time with him, brothers and sisters, we need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
Every morning, I just like to take a walk, right? Because I realize, you know, even my family, I love my family, but they could be little encumbrances, right? Because they have needs, right? So before I take care of the needs, I need to look away,
Amen.
Right? I need to spend time with this precious one,
Amen.
Right? So that we could have the grace to run this race.
Amen.
Also end with this last point. You know, it's interesting. It says, look away, right? It doesn't say, look to Jesus. That means there's an implication there, right? That surrounding us, there's just all these things, right? But when we spend time with the Lord, we can look away from these things and we can look to the Lord. And a key to do that is actually found in another verse, right, from this week in 2 Thessalonians 3:5. We need to direct, actually, when we contact the Lord directs our heart into the love of God and the endurance of Christ. So every time when we spend time with the Lord, He readjusts our heart more into the love of God and into the endurance of Christ. And that way we could have the endurance to run this race. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just gather my thoughts for a second. So as you can all see, I am in a boot. So I sprained my ankle on Monday. So when I pulled up onto day two, I started laughing because it's like running a race. I was like, well, can't really do that right now, can I? But I do love to run. And so actually this casting has been pretty hard. And like Bear Shepherd, I like to go for walks. And I think one thing that the Lord touched me on this week actually though was similar to... just like some of the other saints have been enjoying, I've been enjoying the fact that actually though, you know, we just look away, right? We don't worry about our own, we don't look to anything else, not even our own condition. And so this week, I've just been, like, I mean, it's physical, right? But it still kind of sucks, right, to be restrained in this way. But I was enjoying that actually we don't look into anything, we don't even look onto our own condition.
Right.
You know, when we run a race, right, you know, obviously if you have a sprained ankle, you can't run like a 5K, right? That's not possible. But I was just appreciating that our Lord is so beautiful and so charming and so rich that we just don't even worry about that, right? We just look onto Him, right?
Amen.
We just turn our eyes from everything else. And I was appreciating that the prize that Bear Shepherd is talking about is the enjoyment of the Lord, this most beautiful one.
Amen.
But saints, we're enjoying Him as we run.
Amen.
He is beautiful. And when we look away from everything else, we look onto this pleasurable one, this Lord in our life. And it says what day is it? It says that Christ Himself is the race. Isn't that incredible?
Amen.
Our daily running is just experiencing it, being in Christ. And there's nothing else to it.
Amen.
And so I know like the whole like joke about my boot, you know, landed pretty like, you know, flatly, but really like, you know, we may be in a boot. We don't worry about that boot. The boot is not important. You know, whatever conditions we're going through, right? We might be low. We might be in a valley.
Right.
You know, but there's been so many times when I could just turn to the Lord and just say, Lord, you know, I believe, help my unbelief. That verse has always touched me so much.
Amen.
We might not believe, we might not have the power, but like so many of the saints have shared today, actually, the power comes from the Lord. So all our job is just look away. And we run this race with endurance. You know, we're not sprinting. You know, I have a law of natural pride because I was always a fast kid. So I always like to run. Right? I can't run. But we don't worry about that. We don't worry about how fast we can go. We don't worry how fast we can bound. We don't worry about whether we can go trail run. We don't worry about any of that. We worry about this one. And when our eyes are focused on Him, then we just zone everything out. Eventually we'll make it. That is my genuine belief.
Amen.
And I would hope that we would all believe this.
Amen.
We just turn to this one, and we don't worry about anything else. We just worry about how beautiful He is, and how charming He is, and how attracting He is.
Amen.
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 I just want to follow up with what the saints have shared. You know, this race, the Christian race, is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And the minute we get saved, we start this long race. And it says here in the verse, looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
So we look unto Jesus, and He infuses us with faith. And we need to be clear that as Christians, there are two things. The ministry has been just wonderful to show us clearly that there are two elements that we must have in running this long race. One is love for the Lord.
Amen.
We need to keep this very strong, always loving Him, giving him preeminence in our life, in all things. Because you see in Revelation, the Lord rebuked the church in Ephesus because they forgot, they left their first love. And the second thing is faith. We need to be clear as Christians, we are walking in the realm of things unseen.
Amen.
Things not seen. We are the only people on earth who walk as Christians, walk in the realm of things not seen. And faith substantiates the things not seen.
Amen.
So we need to be clear, when the Bible in the New Testament talk about faith, there are two things. There's objective faith and there's subjective faith. And the subjective faith comes only from the Lord. The believing element comes only from the Lord. So when you look unto Jesus, He infuses you with that believing element to make everything that is not seen real to you. So saints in, I've just been really touched by two verses. One is in this message, and it's regarding Apostle Paul's writings. It's on day four, where it talks, this faith is the subjective faith. One is day four, it says, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. So that's one part, the first part of that verse. But the second part continues on and says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, that means you are still living. You are walking on the earth. You are going to school. You are sitting in the classroom. You are dealing with your boss. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. And it goes on to describe what is that faith? The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. So this faith is the subjective faith. And this is the faith of the Son of God. Okay, so it's not coming from you. We're not the source of this faith. We don't have as Christians. We always spend time with the Lord, look unto Him in every situation, and He infuses us, Himself into us, as the faith.
Amen.
And the second verse that really touched me, I went back to read it again, is Philippians 3, chapter 3, and it's verse 8 and 9, where the Apostle Paul is talking about counting all things to be lost. On account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ. And then he goes on in verse 9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. So again, saints, this faith is the subjective faith.
Amen.
The faith in Christ. This is the only way we can give up everything. Like Brother Shepherd shared and other saints shared, the other half, which is losing everything. And so even with Apostle Paul, he says, this is the secret. This is the faith which I, and so his desire is to always be found in Christ. That he would have the subjective faith to give up everything else. Amen.
Amen.
I'll finish my burden. Are you running the right course? If we waste our whole life, we find the end. This is not the right one. You get the wrong way. Then we waste our whole life. So God put the two things. First thing, is the surrounding for the cloud. That means the saints. Witness is the other translation, actually in the really meaning, martyr. To put the martyr surrounding us. Then another, he put the our faith, put the Jesus, the our author, our faith. Also is perfect our faith. So we have a two. We have a church. Then we have a Christ. That means surrounding us, then also check us. Why I mentioned this one? The witness means martyr. 2002, we have the brothers, we have a very good brother, faithful brother called Alex Chang. He was doing, he was take care of all the saints. He was in the World Trade Center on the building 105. And the plane crashed in 95. He didn't catch the countdown. Why he go early? He didn't have to go there early before 9 o'clock because he had a burden on our brother Alex. He wanted morning revival with all the saints. Okay? That's the martyr. That after 21 years, we have another brother, Han Zhu Hong. He have a strong burden. He have a strong burden. You know why this brother, Alex was 52 years, this brother 56 years. Why those people love to, he tell us, he is a martyr. He sacrificed all his life, you know, fight for the newcomer, fight for the other saints. So we are blessing. Especially, you are the Rutgers student, because we have these two martyrs. God show us, how do you know you work on the right course? Because we see the martyr. We are so sad because our brother, you know, with the law. But the other things that encourage you, you are on the right course. We have a martyr. Then also we have the Christ be our faith, author and perfecter. Amen.
Yeah, I want to continue the fellowship a little bit. I think there's one sentence catch me from the day one. So, what's the goal of our race? In other words, what's the destiny for our race? You know, if you are setting a GPS, if you set a wrong destiny, the faster you drive, the faster you get the wrong destiny. So how struggle, if we have the wrong goal or the wrong destiny, no matter how we work on it, it will be wrong. So as our brother mentioned, we have so many witnesses set before us. They have finished their race with glory. So we know what our goal is. In the day one, they said, the kingdom is the goal of our race. The kingdom is the goal of our race. This sentence really, really enlightened. You know, in the New Testament, when our Lord Jesus the Pharisees asked them, "Where is the kingdom?" The Lord said, "The kingdom is not visible. The kingdom is in the midst of you." So there's a footnote. Brother mentioned the kingdom is Lord Himself. You know, recently there's so many memorial. You know, so many dear saints, elders, like, they passed away. Even some of them are kind of, like, still young, 50-something. So I was thinking, so we don't know tomorrow. We only have today. We need to know what we are living for. When we're running this race, we have to know what our goal. I remember in one of the testimony, that sister, before she passed away, she had a prayer for his next generation. That prayer was, he prayed for all her next generation, her offspring, that they can live in the reality of the kingdom. She is a really good testimony of the one who living in the reality of the kingdom today. So he is the one finished her course with knowing that what her race is. So we all, I feel like we all need to know we're running this race for the kingdom. And today is the day that we can taste this kingdom by practice our spirit. In the testimony she mentioned, this race, the kingdom, today the kingdom is for us to practice. And for that day, the kingdom will be the price.
Amen.
That will be the price that we're running this race. So I remember, so there are so many memorial, but there are two things. Brother Zhu Hong, we can saw her. He is the elder. He is a very capable brother, right? He can do a lot of things. Also, Brother Alex. But this sister, she is a country girl. She even, you know, don't know much of the word. Only thing she can do is pray. But her prayer is her service. No, you know, she just prayed for so many sins, and so many sins got saved, got nourished, got shepherded. Mm-hmm. So no matter what capacity or what kind of talent Lord gave to us, we all can live in this reality by living in the kingdom with the Lord, by practicing our spirit, you know, put Him as the first preeminent in our church life. Also, I would just mention a short testimony that I heard from her memorial meeting is that, you know, when a brother asked her, she is a sister passing a lot of sufferings. Her husband was in the prison more than 10 years. And she, by her alone, raised up 9 kids. You know, she is from mainland China, so there are many, many persecutions. So when brother asked her, how could you pass through all these persecutions by yourself? She was saying this, I'm not passing through this persecution by myself. It's the Lord in me passing through these persecutions.
Amen.
So that's really a testimony of living in the kingdom with the Lord. And also, some brother trying to comfort her when she lost her daughter when her daughter was like 19 in a car accident. And when the brother trying to comfort her using the example of Job's in the Old Testament, she was saying, actually, you know, we are much better than Job. Because, you know, Job doesn't have Lord with him. But we have Lord Jesus inside of us, with us, 24/7 with us. So we can experience His grace and mercy all the time. So you know, so many witnesses surround us. We should all raise up to raise this kingdom with our price.
Amen.
So because of time, we will limit the sharing to 2 minutes. Dan, can you help us? Thank you, brother. So grasp the opportunity and let's share.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Hebrews 12:2. I was really touched by what Shepherd said about how it says to look away unto Christ, but it doesn't say like look to Christ. That's like a realization I came across this week when I was reading that, and it really like implies right that you know we need to look away from all these other things that are not of Christ that are encumbrances to us and that tangle us from running the race. As it says in Hebrews 12:1. Yeah, so I feel like, essentially, like, to me, like, I feel like this race has a lot to do with the fact of, like, us going through our everyday living and then having our ears open to the Lord in realizing that anything from our natural selves can be an encumbrance to us. It could be your preferences, your opinions, your interests, your culture, anything. And you know, it's very, for me, it's like very easy to be, you know, just to be captivated by those kind of things, right? That those very normal things, and very easily it usurps the Lord as my center. But I feel like, you know, over time I came to, you know, develop a sense within my spirit of always coming back to the Lord when that happens. Because the Lord caused me to feel the dryness and deadness whenever that happens. And, That causes me to really realize, you know, that, you know, the Lord needs to be on the throne and not these other things of myself, right? And I feel like the race has a lot to do with that, you know, developing the sense within your spirit that, you know, that all these things can very easily usurp the Lord within you. But we need to turn back to the Lord and seek Him as our refuge, as the one who's the end of our search, as the one who can quench our thirst.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I think that this week talks about the cloud here. No? Then, of course, when we know that the children of Israel, no, when the tabernacle was set up, no, they followed the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. No? And, of course, their journey is to reach the good land, the promised land. No? Of course, today, I think when we read this message this week, where's the cloud now? No? The cloud is the church now. So if you want the leading of the Lord, you should be in the church now. So of course today in the church, we're running a race. No, so our eyes. No, what's our goal? Of course, we need to look at our goal is to get this Christ. No, like the children of Israel, they want to get into the good land. And of course, we want also to get this Christ, this all-inclusive Christ. No? So mm-hmm. our goal is to gain this all-inclusive Christ. No? So, of course, today in our Christian life, faith is something that not seen. No? So it's, I think when we read this week, we're recovering something that something that's not unseen. No? So if you want something seen, then I think you already degraded yourself. No? So today, every day, we need to let this Christ, no, as our faith, to infuse in us. No? So in ourselves, we don't have any faith. No? But when we look unto Jesus, of course, He's the author and perfecter of our faith. No? So the more we set our eyes on this Christ, no, the more of this His life would be infused to us, no, to give us to faith, the faith, no, to go on with this race. No? So today, this is encouragement to us that today is we have to be attracted to the Lord, no?
Amen.
And love Him, no? So eventually, we will be the cloud that the Lord, those who wants to know the Lord's purpose, no? I think you just follow the church, no? Of course, the church look unto the Lord for the direction. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I was very touched by this week's message, and especially Brother's sharing. I don't know if you have this sense that we are a cloud. I think that in the Old Testament, in Exodus 13:21, it says that Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud. And I really appreciate that, that the message mentioned that in Hebrews 1, it also says that we run the race, right? Of course. Mm-hmm. But having so great a cloud of witness.
Amen.
So I think that I really hope that we all have this realization. Mm-hmm. We are a cloud. We really need each other to run the race together. Brother Joe mentioned about Brother Zuhong. This past week, I had a few chances spending time with Sister Kamala, his wife. So I still remember, right after the memorial meeting, a brother shared with Kyle and I and said that, so Brother Zuhong lived for 57, 56 years, but he probably ran the race for, like 75 years. So I think that it's really not that important how long we live. It's really about the content of our life, whether we are for the Lord, whether we are encouraged to run the race. So Sister Lan, I think that I can give some testimony for her. After Brother Zuhong passed away, she had a lot of burden for the brothers and sisters. She just said that, do not be stumbled. She actually called and texted some young people and said that you should not be stumbled. Continue to come to the church to enjoy the church life with brothers and sisters. And she also has a lot of burden for younger ones. So she encouraged them to come to the meetings. And I really appreciate this point. We are a cloud, and we can run the race together.
Amen.
Amen.
So this year is 20 years already that we're here in the United States. At the time we were serving the Rutgers student, we were able to join the Rutgers Saints. And at the time, Brother Shepherd was in one of those groups. And now it's my daughter's turn. She's in Rutgers now.
Amen.
So, amen. Praise the Lord. Here in the last book, it says here, to experience the indwelling Christ, what should we do? We just need to turn to our spirit and contact Him. That's to experience Him. And then to enjoy the heavenly Christ, we need to look away from all things on earth and to Him who has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And by His death and resurrection, He accomplished everything that is needed by both God and man. So whatever we need, God already have everything for us.
Amen.
And now in His ascension, He is sitting in the heavens, in the person of the Son of God, Son of Man, person of God, man appointed, heir of all things, the anointed one of God, the author of our salvation, the sanctifier, the constant succor, the instant helper, the apostle from God, the high priest, the minister of the true tabernacle with a more excellent ministry, the surety and mediator of a better covenant, the executor of the New Testament, the forerunner, the author, perfecter of faith, the great shepherd of the sheep. Amen. And if we look to him as such a wonderful and all-inclusive one, he will minister heaven, life, strength to us, transfusing and infusing us with all that he is, that we may be able to run the heavenly race and live the heavenly life on earth. So now we can live the heavenly life on earth. We don't need to wait until we die that we can live this heavenly life. Praise the Lord that we are here in the church life. That is to preserve us. We need to run the race with all the saints. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, dear brothers and sisters, let's run.
Amen.
No matter you are fast people, person, or you are slow person, mm-hmm. let's run. I remember almost 30 years ago when I just joined the church life, and I went to a conference in Anaheim. And I can't remember what kind of conference is that. I know the conference mainly on the book of Hebrews. And, you know, when we are flying back, you know, brothers, you know, encourage us, each one, pick a message to share during the Lord's Day meeting, to share to the saints what we enjoy. And I was assigned to a message is exactly talking about running the race. And that, actually, that message impressed me a lot, because my nature man really is not the fast people. You know, I don't like to run. And I don't want to compete with anyone. I think competition is nonsense. But the Lord really showed me, you know, our Christian life is a race. You know, no matter what kind of nature person you are, we have been set before this race. We need to run. And we are not running to compete with our fellow brothers, sisters. We are set to run to compete with what? Compete with the time. By the time, you know, we end our course on the earth, we need to reach the goal. Or by the time the Lord comes back, we need to win the prize. And that's our goal. That's our vision. You know, we need to run. And I think all the saints, you share different aspects, right? That's a very, very precious. We cannot run the wrong direction, right? And the way we run is actually by looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
The more we looking away, the more we putting away every encumbrance and sins. But I was still spend a little bit more time talking about, you know, really, Sister Ping mentioned about it a lot. We need to run this together. This verse talking, you know, we have great cloud of witnesses. Before, I always thought this cloud of witness are mainly talking about in Hebrew 11, you know, at least of those saints in Old Testament, right? Abraham, Sarah, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, they are clouds. But no, these clouds are right now surrounding us. That means we are the cloud. We can be the cloud. So we are running with the brother and sisters as a cloud. And the more we run, the more we become the people of faith, the more we become this cloud, one with this cloud. And I think in the beginning of this message, when Brother Ed shared, he also have a burden. You know, in this running, many times, or very often, we got stumbled, we fell, right? We got hurt, we bleed even. But whenever that happen, what we do? Just stand up again, run again. Again, looking unto, look away and unto the Jesus.
Amen.
And we all also we have a lot of brothers and sisters around us. We know they failed, right? They stumbled. And how can we help them? When we are running the physical race, if I want to help someone fail, what can I do? I need to slow down, right? To help him or her to run together with her again. But for the running of the faith, we don't need to slow down. Actually, the faster we run, the more we can provide the help to those ones. As our brother Joe Tao mentioned earlier in Hebrews 13:7, right? You know, our faith can be imitated by other saints. The more we run, the more we can become the cloud. Now, we are still here in the church life, right? I shouldn't say, oh, this brother or sister no longer love the Lord. So in order for me to recover this brother or sister, I shouldn't love the Lord that much. So few of you know, I'm so close to him. I'm so similar to him, so I can recover him. No, the more we run, the faster we run the race, the more they will see, they'll smell, they will understand what's the right way to run. So Lord, brothers and sisters, now we have this blessing. Today we can hear this this message, right? God speaking to us. Let us run, not only run for ourselves, let's run also run for all the brothers and sisters, and even those have been stumbled, they see our face, they will stand up and run together with us.
I have a hymn from our patron old sister, Sister Helen. She was 96 years old. The hymn, 645. You can sing, very beautiful. Is our pattern too. Hymn, 645.
eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Look full in his wonderful face.
Amen.
Amen.
And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim.
Amen.
In the light of his glory and grace.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Look full in his wonderful face.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You are the author.
Amen.
The perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, what you have begun.
Amen.
Oh, you will finish it.
Amen.
Oh, we will just cooperate with you.
Amen.
Daily.
Amen.
Oh, put away.
Amen.
Oh, all the encumbrance and sin.
Amen.
And look away unto you.
Amen.
And run the race.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you for encouraging us, Lord.
Amen.
Now we can put away and look away.
Amen.
Put away every encumbrances.
Amen.
Look away unto you.
Amen.
Amen. Gain our daily living, Lord.
Amen.
Every little small things will matter, Lord.
Amen.
Turn away and look
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, remind us every day is a race.
Amen.
Oh, remind us that you are our goal.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, keep us on pace with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, keep our face look away to you.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, give us this reality.
Amen.
Lord, you are the goal.
Amen.
You are the destiny.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for keeping us in this race.
Amen.
Thank you.